Okay, of course, Purim is this week, so I wanted to discuss some halachas, some of the lesser known halachas that are involved in being a listener to the Megillah. Some of us might be Balei Kriya, but most of us are probably at least going to listen to the Megillah. Some lesser known halachas that relate to listening to the Megillah. So the Gemara tells us the Mishnah Maseches Megillah has a machlekes hatanoim about how much of the Megillah does a person have to hear in order to fulfill his obligation of reading or listening to the Megillah. So the Mishnah first goes to the opinion of Remeir. Remeir Amar Kula. He has to hear the entire Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds you really only have to hear Me'ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Abira till the end. And Rabbi Yossi Yomer Me'achar Dvar Mo'ela. You only have to hear from that post Me'achar Dvar Mo'ela until the end. Amar Rebchelbo, Amar Rebchama, Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Halacha Kedivrei Yomer Kula. We paskin that a person has to hear the entire Megillah. But let's say a person heard more or less the entire Megillah, but he missed one word here or there. So he heard Kula. It's not that he started in the middle, but he missed a word. So the person fulfilled his obligation of hearing, thereby reading the Megillah. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, commenting on the Mishnah, that Haloi Sheshama Ashuris Yotze. If a person doesn't speak Lashon HaKodesh, he's a foreigner, but he hears the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, he's Yotze. If you hear it in a different language, as long as you understand the language, maybe you could be Yotze, but not if you hear it in a language you don't understand. But Lashon HaKodesh, everyone is Yotze, even if you don't understand what is being said. So, Frakti Gemara Kasha, V'halo Yadi Maka Amri. He doesn't know what they're talking about. How can he be Yotze the Mitzvah Mikra Megillah? So the Gemara says, it's no worse. Mida Dahavi Anoshim V'yamei Haaretz. He's no worse than the woman or Sam Amei Haaretz who didn't understand the words of the Megillah, but nonetheless, of course, they're obligated to hear the Megillah. And they are Yotze, their obligation of Mikra Megillah. So then Ravina asks, what do you have to go to the Nashim, the Amei Aretz? Atu Anan? What about us? We know what Ha'achashtronim B'nei Haram Achim mean. We don't know what that means either. But you have all Yotze Mikra Megillah by hearing the Megillah. So it must be that if a person hears the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, he's Yotze the Mitzvah Mikra Megillah because at least Ela Mitzvah's Kriya Persumei Nisa. Someone read the Megillah, there was Persumei Nisa, and we were involved, and therefore a person is Yotze the Mitzvah Mikra Megillah. So the Ran infers from that Gemara, let's say it would have been, it's not, but let's say it would have been that a person has to understand the Mikra Megillah in order to be Yotze. Even if he's hearing the Lashon HaKodesh, you have to understand it to be Yotze, as the Gemara thought in the Havamin of the Gemara. So it sounds like from the conclusion of the Gemara that if you don't understand even three words, you're not Yotze. If you'd have to understand the Megillah and you didn't understand three words, Hachashtronim B'nei Ramachim, you wouldn't be Yotze. And therefore the Gemara proves from the fact that we all hear Hachashtronim B'nei Ramachim and we don't know what that means, must be you don't have to understand what the Megillah means in order to be Yotze. So therefore the Ran infers, let's say we all agree that you have to hear the entire Megillah. What if you missed one or two or three words? So the Ran says that it could be that a person is not the Yotze. Just like in the Havim in the Gemara that you had to understand the Mikra Megillah, if you didn't understand three words, you're not Yotze. Now we paskin, of course, that you have to hear the whole Megillah. If you missed one or two or three words, then it stands to reason that you're not Yotze. So the Beir Halacha quotes this Ran Vayim Beran, Shevirai Mukrachas Min HaGemara Dim Chisarak Tevois. B'nei HaRamachim V'loi Karan Klau. You didn't read it at all. Not that I didn't understand what it was. I didn't read it. Ein Yotze Af B'diyevin. You're not Yotze B'diyevin. However, the Shilti HaGibarim quotes on the side of the Rif, quotes from the Riyaz, who argues as a different shot than the Gemara. The Gemara did not mean to say, if you don't understand three words, you're not Yotze. Even according to the Havamina that you have to understand the Mikra Megillah in order to be Yotze, no one ever thought, if you didn't understand three words, you weren't Yotze. All we meant to say was, why do you have to go so far to the women in the Amei Haaretz? They don't understand the Megillah. As if we understand every single word. Even those of us who are more familiar with the jargon of the Mikra Megillah in general, they're words we don't understand. V'horaya, nobody knows what Achashtronim B'nei Ramachim means. And there might be other words that we don't know what they mean. But no one meant to say that if you don't understand one word, you're not Yotze. We were just making the point that there are words there that nobody understands what they mean. However, it could be that even according to the Havamina that you have to understand the Mikra Megillah, if you didn't understand three words, no one's saying you're not Yotze. The Gemara is just meant to make a point that there are certain words in the Megillah that nobody understands. And therefore, the opinion of the Riyaz is, even if a person didn't hear, we all agree that you have to hear the entire Megillah, but that means the entirety more or less. It doesn't mean that a person has to hear every single word of the Megillah. That's not what we mean. Tzarech, that you have to hear Halacha de Omer Kula, you have to hear the entire Megillah, not the entire thing, every word. Then you miss one word, and of course you still yod say. That's the opinion of the Riyaz. However, the Bi'alacha writes over here in the third line after the period, Vinei Amagin Avram, Varpichalish, Amat Yehuda, Naktu Kulam, Ladina, Karan, Varaj, Vavaloika, Riyaz. We pass like the Ran and the Rajba that a person has to hear every single word of the Mikra Megillah, and if he missed one word, he didn't hear it, he's not Yotze. That's how we pass it. We don't accept the Riyaz. However, so let's say a person missed a word of the Megillah, he would have to go back and read again. However, the Bi'alacha quotes in the last line, Achem B'chai Adam Choshash L'dasa Riyaz. The Riyaz is not rejected entirely, we are Choshash for the Riyaz. That when a person goes back and he reads again, he wouldn't make a bracha again on the Mikra Megillah, because according to the Riyaz, if you missed one word or two words, as long as the meaning of the Megillah didn't change, you got the, you know, the basic outline of the story, and the meaning wasn't changed, the person would still be yoytze the Mikra Megillah. So since according to the Riyaz, we're yoytze even if you missed, you know, one insignificant word, so when you go back, we don't pass in that way, pass it, you have to hear the whole thing, but when you go back and read it again, you wouldn't make a bracha because... You wouldn't make a bracha because to be chayshish for the opinion of the Riyaz. This is if a person is certain that he missed one of the words in the Megillah. What if a person is unsure? He's not sure. We don't know. Did he miss one of the words in the Megillah or not? And often this happens, you know, after the Mikra Megillah, someone says, you know, did you say that word? You know, it'd be a good idea if you mentioned it during the Mikra Megillah, but he realized after, he doesn't think about Kari. He said a certain word. Then he's talking to his friends. No one else thought he said the word either, but no one wanted to say anything. But we're not sure. He says he said it. They don't know. Nobody remembers. So do you have to go back and read the Megillah again? What would you say? A suffix, whether or not you heard the Megillah, do you have to go back and read again? So the Gemara has this similar case over here on the Hei Amabez, Mesechtas Megillah, with regards to two towns that were not sure whether or not they were Mukafas Chaimah, surrounded by a wall, Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun or not. If a city was surrounded with a wall, Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun, they gained the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Those cities, the majority of cities that were not surrounded by a wall, Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun, of course, read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. What if you're not sure? So the Gemara has two towns where there was a suffix, were they Mukafas Chaimah, Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun. The first city where there's a suffix was Tveria. That was not a historical issue, not a suffix in Metzias. It was a suffix of the Dina, because one side of Tveria is a water. Is that called Mukaf Chaimah? Is that called surrounded by a wall or not? And there was another city where there was a historical doubt. That was the city of Hutzal. Was it Mukaf Chaimah, Mimais Yeshua ben Nun or not? So what did they do in these towns? So the Gemara says, Chizki Akari b'Tveria, Barbezo v'Chameisar, Chizkiya read the Megillah in Tveria on the 14th and on the 15th. And then look at the end of the first line. Rav Asi Kari Megillah Behutzal Barbeis of Chamesa. Rav Asi read the Megillah in Hutzal both on the 14th and on the 15th. They read it on both days. So the Rashba over there quotes the name of the Ramban. It's also in the Ran as well. That this was only a Midas Chassidus. A Minik Chassidus who the other Rabba we should have sved Misveik Aloy Likru Klau. Mikra Megillah is treated as a Safek Derabanan. Safek Derabanan. It's not a Din D'oraisa. Safek Derabanan Lekula. And not read at all. But what do you mean not read at all? Because the 14th? I don't know if you have to read. Maybe you have to read the 15th. Safek Derabanan Lekula. No Mikra Megillah. 15th? Maybe you have to read on the 14th. Safek Derabanan Lekula. No Mikra Megillah. But how can it turn out? No Mikra Megillah at all. So says the Ramban, no, what we should have done is gone based on Roiv. Most cities are not Mukav Chaimah Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun. Those are the minority of the cities. So they should have read on the 14th. And then when it came to day 15 of Adar, we should have said something to Rabbanon Lekula was probably not a city that was Mukav Chaimah Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun. That's what we should have said and treated like a something to Rabbanon Lekula. However, Chizkiya and Ravasi were Machmer, and they performed the Minach Chassidus, and they read on both days. That was the Minach Chassidus. However, the Shagas Aryeh, in his... Turiyevin Masechtas Megillah says that no, Chizkiya and Rav Asi did what was Meikar Adin, because the obligation to read the Megillah is not found in the Torah, but it's not a regular Din Derabanan, and it's found in Neviim Meksuvim. So that's like a what we call Divrei Kabbalah. What is the status of a Suffolk Divrei Kabbalah? Is it treated like a Suffolk Deraisa that we say the Chumrah? Like it's treated like something's found in the Chumash? Or do we say no, it's like a Din Derabanan? We say Suffolk Derabanan Lekula. So clearly the Ramban felt that Mikra Megillah should be treated like a Din D'Rabbanan, and we should say Safek D'Rabbanan Lekula. The Shagas Aryeh disagrees. His opinion is that we should say it's treated like a Safek D'Oraisa, and we go L'Chumrah. So the reason why they read on both the 14th and the 15th was because safek divrei kabbalah, safek of reading the Megillah, we should go l'chumrah. So let's say a person, getting back to our case, a person who's not sure if he heard one of the words of the Mikra Megillah. We said, we paskin, according to the Riyaz, if you miss an insignificant word that doesn't change the storyline, so then you're yaitzeh, but we paskin like the Ramban and the Rajba, the Ran, the other Rishonim, that a person has to hear every word of the Mikra Megillah. So if he's certain he didn't hear a word, he has to repeat it. What if he's not sure? So according to the Ramban, we'd say, Safik, the Ramban Lekulo, he doesn't have to read again. According to the Shagas Aryeh, we would say, Safik Divrei Kabbalah, and he has to go back and hear again. We treat it like a Safik Dairais, you have to go back and read again. So that's what should have been. So it's really, it's a Machlek Sapoisim, you have to go back and read again. But even within the Shagas Aryeh, who treats Mikra Megillah as a Divrei Kabbalah, and we say, Safik Divrei Kabbalah Lechumah, one could argue that here now we have a Sfeik Sfeika. How should we treat a suffix in Mikra Megillah? The Machlekes. The Ramban held the treat like a suffix to Rabbanan that we go to Kula, according to the Shagas Aryeh. It's suffix to Rekabah, we go to Chumrah. But even according to the Shagas Aryeh, there's always the opinion of the Riyaz, that as long as it was a meaning, you know, an insignificant word in the Mikra Megillah, it doesn't change the storyline, you're Yotzei. So we don't normally paskin like the Riyaz, but if a person is unsure if he missed one word in the Mikra Megillah, one could argue that's a sveik sveika. Maybe we treat Mikra Megillah as a din de Rabbanan, Safek de Rabbanan Lekulah, and even if we treat it as a Safek Divrei Kabbalah, we say, L'chumra here, you only missed one word. So maybe we could rely on the Riyaz, and the person wouldn't have to go back and read again. Yeah.
You say go back and read again. Do you do that like right away, like, and then try to catch up, like reading yourself?
If you miss a word, you should fill it in and then and catch up to the Balkara, yeah. See, but there you heard the word, but it just wasn't from the text. You heard it, you said the word from memory or from a printed text. Well, we'll get to that soon. Well, we're talking about you missed the word entirely. That you can't fill in later. You can't fill in, Parak Gimel after Parak Zion. Mishnah says, Megillah Karo Mafreya Lo Yotza. You can't say, oh, I missed the word S. Okay, S now. You know? You can't do that. You have to go back and read the whole Megillah again. It could be that you don't need all this unless a person missed the word in the Mikra Megillah that was during the day. Typically, people miss a word in the Mikra Megillah. It happens at night when people are excited and get carried away with the banging for the Haman and things, and people get they're tired from fasting, so they miss a word at night. At night might be an entirely different story. Even the Shagas Aryeh might agree. I don't have to go back and repeat the Mikra Megillah at night if you missed a word, because the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Megillah over here in Daf Dalet, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likros is a Megillah b'Laila l'Shanoisa b'Yoyim. A person has to read the Mikra Megillah at night and repeat it during the day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Elikai Ekra Yoimam Veloisane, I called to you during the day, you didn't answer. Velayla Veloy Dumiyali, at night, and I wasn't quiet. So you have to read the Megillah at night and during the day. However, Taisus infers from the pasuk that Gemara quotes in Sefer Tehillim that the main Mikra Megillah is during the day. Because we see, the pasuk begins, Elikai Ekra Yoimam, I called to you during the day. And Taisus brings another support for the fact that the main Mikra Megillah is during the day, from the fact that the Su'udas Purim is during the day, as the pasuk says, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, and the Su'uda is connected, is related to the reading of the Mikra Megillah, as the pasuk says, Vayamim Ho'ela Nizkarim, they're remembered through Mikra Megillah, V'Na'asim, and they're performed through the Su'udas Purim. So it's all supposed to take place during the day. So therefore, Taisus says, even though we're going to recite Shehecheyanu on Mikra Megillah at night, we go back and recite Shehecheyanu again on the Mikra Megillah during the day, because the primary Kriya is the Kriya of Megillah during the day. Why do they make two Kriyas? Most mitzvahs is one time is enough. Why do we have to do two times? So the Netziv explains that it was because we want to be familiar with the story when we're reading it for the main reading. The main reading is during the day, but if we're just going to read it for the first time during the day, we're not going to still be reacquainting ourselves with the story. So therefore we read it at night, Ulishanoisa, not Milashon Mishnah again, but Milashon Mishnah, also a learning that we should be able to learn the Megillah in the morning, because we already familiarized ourselves with the story the night before. Okay, so that's why they had instituted to read the Megillah twice. However, the Shagas Aryeh arises from the fact that Taisa says that the main Mikra Megillah is during the day, so the Mikra Megillah during the day, says the Turei Evan, that's Midivrei Kabbalah. The Mikra Megillah at night, that was a later takana midrabanan. That's probably treated like every other din derabanan. Rise to Turi Evan Irali, the high kriya the laila eino ela midrabanan. The eino ikr chi of shavuach hakodesh. That's not the obligation to read Mikra Megillah that's described in the Megillah. That's not Hayomim Ha'ilah Nizkarim V'Nasim. That's only describing the Kriyas Hayoim, not the Kriya of the Laila. So if the Kriya at night is only a regular Dindarabanan, even the Shagas Aryeh would agree, if you're not sure, if you missed one of the words of the Mikra Megillah, you wouldn't have to go back and read it again. We treat it like every other Safek Dirabanan Lekula. Okay, but even we said, even if you missed, not sure, maybe you missed a word in the Kriya of the day, perhaps there's a Sveik Sveika, you wouldn't have to go back and repeat it again. If you're sure you missed a word, then we Paskin, the Riyaz would disagree, but we Paskin like the Ran and the Rajba, that you'd have to go back and read the Mikra Megillah again. The Mishnah tells us, in Megillah over here in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that if you read the Megillah, misnamnim yotza. If you're dozing off, then you're yotze. However, the Mordechai quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if you are kara misnamnim, you read it when you're dozing off, you're yotze. What if, you can imagine such a thing happening, in theory, a person is listening to the Mikra Megillah and he's dozing off? Says Yerushalmi, then he's not Yotze. Avam Shama Misnamnim Lo Yotze. He probably missed a word. He's not Yotze. He's not engaged in listening. So he's not Yotze. Okay, see how you can't be dozing off. What if you're not dozing off though, but you're mentally drifting off? You know, he's not paying attention. He's thinking about something else. Is that called Misnamnim? So the Magen Avraham writes over here, Tafrei Sadi Sifkon Tesvav, Im Shama V'Loi Kivein B'Chol Teva Yotze. If a person is listening and he's not Mechavein, he's Yotze. What does he mean, not Mechavein? So the Levush Esrod, one of the commentators of the Magen Avraham, this was written by Rabbi David Eibshitz, the son of Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. So he says what Magen Avraham means is you didn't have in mind the meaning of the words. Then you're Yotze. As we said, in Amoretz, women who might not understand what a word means in the Mikra Megillah is Yotze. So what it means is you don't have kavanah for the Perish Hamilas. What if, though, you're thinking about other things? Then the Levush Esrod implies, not that Ein Chayish Machshav is Acheres. Think about other things. That's not what we're talking about. So in the Nemukei Arachayim, this is written by the Munkacher Rebbe in his comments on Arachayim. So he infers from the comments of Levush Esrod that if you are thinking about other things, then you're not Yotze. So he says, perhaps that's why the practice developed. Ulai letam ze yoyo gam ken mashkatz b'shlo HaKadosh. The Shlo brought a practice, many do this. They bring a Kasha Megillah and follow from a Kasha Megillah during Mikra Megillah. I think he probably suggested to do so. The Shlo HaKadosh probably is for deeper significance. But says in Mukhe Erechayim, the Munkacher Rebbe, once we have a Kasha Megillah there, so that's why the practice developed. Sheyeh l'chol hashemei Megillah k'sheira. Also, imo reisakneses, he should bring a Megillah k'sheira with him to shul. Shal pizeh gavim lo yosim liboy. That way, even if he's not paying attention, kol kach lekavanas perish hadvarim, to what's going on in the Mikra Megillah. Rakisho emer hadvarim mitoch piv. He would read along with the Baal Kere from his Kasha Megillah. So he's reading along from a Kasha Megillah too. And he's reading. What did that help? Now, gam kashenu mechavim b'liboy. Now, even if he's not paying attention, even if his mind is drifting, he's actually thinking literally about other things. He's kara misnamnim. He's engaged in the fact. At least he's reading. And kara misnamnim is yoytze. Shama misnamnim. If he's listening and he's drifting off, either really sleeping or mentally drifting off, seeing about other things, he's not yoytze. But now, if he's kare misnamnim, he's reading along with about kare, he would be yoytze. She says, that's why some people with the practice bring a Kasha Megillah and read along with the Baal Kere. However, the Kasha Glover, Framer was the Rosh Hashiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, writes in his Truvas Eretz Tzvi, that perhaps you don't actually have to read along. I don't even need a Kasha Megillah. Maybe if I'm just following along from any printed text, so then you are engaged. Even if you're thinking about other things, at least my eyes and my fingers following along with the Mikra Megillah. So you are engaged, and we can call you, you're as if you're listening to the Mikra Megillah. So he writes over here, the Mavur Midivrei HaPoiskim, Da'apayna Liba L'Dvar Macherim, L'Chashem Shomea. A person who's thinking about other things while the Baal Kere is reading is not considered to be listening. Nearly is Da'ati Oid, Da'Shomea Ve'Einu Machavein Einu Shomea Kval. You're listening, you're not paying attention, you're also not a Shomea. You're not a Shomea. So he says, Nearly is Da'ati Oid, but, appears to me, if you look inside, Even if he's thinking about something else, he follows along word by word. You are engaged, you're participating somewhat, and therefore you're considered to be as if you're a Shamea Kohen, as if you're reading the Megillah, listening to the Megillah. But if you didn't do that, so then you're thinking about other things, then even for one word already we could discuss. Maybe it's as if you missed one word in the Mikra Megillah, and you'd say, so therefore it's critical that if you don't necessarily need a Kasha Megillah, even if you have a printed text in the Megillah in the back of a Chumash, it's very important, unless you're locked into the story, everything that's going on at every moment, for every word. But if that might not be the case, then it's critical that a person follow along in the Mikra Megillah, word by word, with the Baal Kerei. Going back, though, to the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, and the Yud Tesemet Aleph, where the Gemara told us that you have to hear the entire Megillah. How much do you have to read? How much do you have to hear? You have to hear Kula. But the Gemara quoted other opinions. One opinion was Meish Yehudi Haya Veshushan Abirav. One opinion was Vahaya Me'achar Advar Ma'ela. So the Gemara says, even according to the opinions, that it was enough Meish Yehudi Haya Veshushan Abirav till the end, from that pasuk to the end, Afil Ma'am the Amma Meish Yehudi Tzricha Shetehek Suva Kula. You must read from a full text of the Megillah. You can't just have a Megillah that begins at Ish Yehudi Hai B'Shushan Abira. Has to be the full Sefer, the full Megillah Esther. And not only that, you have to read from the text. You have to read from Akasha, Megillah Esther. That's what the Gemara says over here, Meseches Megillah, Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph. It's really a Mishnah. Kara Al Peh, you read it from memory, Lo Yatza. You're not Yotzei. It has to be that you read from the printed text. And what did we say? That you have to read the whole thing. We had said it means every word. So just putting two and two together, I would have assumed the text has to be every word. Doesn't mean more or less all of it. No, that was the riyaz. We assume it means everything, every word. So it has to be a complete text, every word, and you have to read every word from Akasha Megillas Esther, not from memory. That's just putting two and two together. The problem is, the Gemara says over here, Megillah, and Daf Yud Ches Mebeis, Tana Rabbanan, Hishmit bas sefer oisi oisa psukim. Let's say the sefer left out a few letters, a few psukim. V'kara na kare. But the Baal Kerei read it from memory. K'miturgaman ha-metargim. Someone who's translating. So he read it from memory, even though it's not in the printed text. Yoytzei. He's Yoytzei. So frakti gemar kashim. Meisvei. But 1 minute, we have another braisa. Hayu ba oisi ois mitush tashois o mikuros. What if some of the letters were broken? Or missing part of them. So Imri Shuma Nikar Ksheir. If we can make out the letter, like a Sefer Torah. If you can make out the letter, it's kosher. Im Lav, you can't, psula. But you see, every letter's got to be there. How then could the Braisa initially say, he missed a few letters, he missed a few psukim, it's kosher? So says Gemara, Leikasha Habakula Habamiksasa. If it has the majority of the Megillah there, it's kosher. If it's missing a minority, it's kosher. If it's missing a majority, then it's no good. What do you mean majority? What do you mean a majority? I thought the Gemara said in Daf Yud Tesemet Aleph, Afilu leman de'ama me'ish Yehudi tzricha shetehei ksuva kula. It's all got to be there. And the Gemara Mishnah said, Karal peh lo yatsa. If you read the Mikra Megillah from memory, you're not yotzei. Doesn't that mean all of it? So this is the kasha the Ran asked in the name of the Rashba. Over here, Ois Yud. It says the Hacha Mashma, the Chasra Miksosik Shera, all it has to have is a majority of the text, a majority Baal Peh, a majority from the text, minority can be Baal Peh. But I thought we said earlier, the whole thing has to be there. I mean, Halacha Demem Kula, Fil Man Demem Ish Yehudi, Tzarech Hashem, Ksuva Kula. Alma, we see him Chasra Meirosha, Ish Yehudi, Psula. Don't you see from there, if it's missing the first half of the Mikra Megillah, you're not Yaitzeh. You have to have the whole text there. So the Rajba says like this. He says, no, what that Gemara means is, what is that Gemara referring to? It's missing the beginning of the Megillah. If you're missing the beginning of the Megillah, or the end of the Megillah, or even the other Rishonim add, one Inyan Shalem, a topic, one part of the storyline in the Mikra Megillah is missing, or a majority of the Megillah, then that's just not called the Megillah Esther. In order to be called the Megillah Esther, a Sefer, it has to have, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it has to have the beginning, the first line, it has to have, the end, it has to have the conclusion, beginning, end, all of the main plots in the storyline. Not in, then that's called a sefer. If I'm missing a line here or there, okay, fine. It's fine. Megillas Esther is also called an igeres, a letter. Sometimes letters have mistakes. Even Svarim have mistakes. Sometimes letters have mistakes. We can understand the mistake here or there. It's not the same as a sefer Torah that's possible if it's one letter is off. You can miss a thing here or there. But it's got to have the beginning. It's got to have the end. So you have to have from the beginning to issue who the Yishushan of Ira. It has to have the end. No book doesn't have a beginning or an end. And it's got to have all the main plots and the points in the storyline. And it has to have most of the text there. It can't be most of the text is missing. But if you have all the, all of those elements, the Megillah is kosher. Even though it's missing certain parts of the Megillah, it's okay.
How do you explain the Gemara said it has to be complete?
Tricha Tzei Ksuva Kula means from the beginning to issue who the Yishushan of Ira. You can't start an issue with the Yishushan of Ira. It has to have a beginning. What kind of story doesn't have a beginning? It's got to have an end. What kind of story doesn't have an end? So it's got to all be there. And what must this mean then? If all the Megillah doesn't have to be there, when we said Kara al Peh Yoytze Lo Yotza, if you read it from memory, you're not Yoytze, that must mean then, you don't have to read the whole thing from Akasha Megillah. It means majority. So this is what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Look over here. Simen Tov Yitzadi Sif Gimel Sif Dalet Tzarech Likros Kulo Mitoich Haksav. You have to have a full text of the Megillah Esther, and you have to read the whole thing from the Ksav Imkar Al Peh Lo Yotze. You read it from memory. You're not Yotze. But Tzarech Shetehei Ksuva Kulo. You must have a complete text. Lefanav Lichadchila. This is all Lichadchila, by the way. Anything we discuss now is B'diev. Lichadchila, of course, it should be a complete Megillah Esther, and you should read the whole thing from the text. Aval. Bidi Evet, Im Hishmid Asayf of Emsa Tavis, missing a pasuk here or there, not the beginning of the yet, here there. Afilu Ad Chetze, even till half of the Megillah of Kaira Al Peh, the Baal Kaira, you have to hear every word. We said that at the beginning, that's non negotiable. You must hear every word. But the Baal Kaira read it from memory. Kaira Al Peh, Yoytze. Of course, it can't be missing. The Ramah adds the beginning pasuk, the last pasuk, and Inyan Shalem. It can't be missing an entire topic, but if it's not missing any of those things, then it is kasher, even though the rest you're reading from memory. Okay? So, Mlichathila, all of the Mikra Megillah, the Megillah Sester has to be there, but the Evid, if it's missing a pasuk here or there, it's okay, as long as it's not the first pasuk, the last pasuk, or an Inyan Shalem. But if it is missing something else, that's okay. You'll read the rest from memory. And even though l'chadchila, all of it should be read from a text, b'di'eved, if some of it is read from memory, you'd say, in the Be'er Halacha writes here, when reading from memory, it doesn't matter, first pasuk, last pasuk, inyan shalem, there it doesn't matter. Reading from memory could even be the first pasuk or the last pasuk, as long as the pasuk is there in the Megillah, it's a Kasha Megillah, that's considered to be a Sefer, that's okay. So by the way, this comes up, let's say a person, you have to know about it, no one can explain this to you at the time, but let's say a person walks in, 30 seconds late for Megillah. So he missed the first Pasuk. We said you got to hear every word, he missed the first Pasuk. So we have to tell him, sorry guy, lock the door, sorry, come back for the next Kriya, you missed. You missed already the first five words, you're done, cooked. Or, what he can do, and probably not, but what he can do is, if he's on the ball, if he's paying it, if he's on the ball, he's probably going to be on time to make a Megillah, but all right. But if he knows his stuff, what he can do is say the brachas himself, read the first pasuk from any chumash, catch up to the Baal Kareh, a few psukim later, not too far in, he'll hear most of the Megillah from Akasha Megillah, not Baal Peh, and a minority he'll hear from, would it be considered from memory from the printed text in the back of the chumash. So he can do that. He can, if you're on the, no one can explain it to you because everyone else is listening. But if that happens, you can do that. But lechatchila, that's of course not lechatchila. Zor b'diavad lechatchila, a person should hear all of the Mikra Megillah from a kosher Megillah Sester, which lechatchila is complete. Therefore, the Ramah writes over here on the third line, there are four psukim throughout the Megillah Sester that we all say together. And many people are saying, if you have a Kasha Megillah with you, like the practice of the Shlach Kodesh, that's great. You say from your printed Megillah, your Kasha Megillah Sester. If you don't, like most people, you're following in the back of a Chumash or something, so you're going to say the Pasuk, but that's considered to be from memory, because you're not saying it from a Kasha Megillah Sester. So you'd be the Eved, you could be Yotze like that. L'chadchila, it's best to hear it all read from a Kasha Megillah Sester. So that's why it says the Ramah, L'chein, Oysen, Apsukim, Shekarin, Akal, Tzarech, Achazen, L'Avsov, L'Kroysam, Mitoich Megillah Ksheira. He should go back and hear it from the Baal Kareh, from a kasha Megillas Esther. And then, you know, that made up for the psukim that you said from memory. Now it's as if you're hearing it from a kasha Megillas Esther. So some raised the issue, some Achrayim raised the issue, that that should work for the first three psukim that we say together. However, the last pasuk that we say together is the last pasuk in the Megillah. If you're going to say the last pasuk in the Megillah from a chumash, you know, from the back of a chumash, not a kasha Megillas Esther, once you said it from memory, you're yotze, b'di'evit, you're yotze in the Mikra Megillah. Because it's a minority that you're saying about past, not a majority, a minority. And it doesn't matter, first pasuk, last pasuk, as long as the text, you know, the text that you heard the majority of it from is kasha, that's okay, that's a sefer. And you said the last pasuk about peh, so you're yotze. So some argue, now you can't go back and hear it from the Balkare, because you are already yotze when you read it yourself, b'di'evit. And they compare it to Reb Chaim, a famous shagla with regards to two esroigim on Sukkos, that a person has two esroigim. One is not mehudar, so it's kasha b'di'evit. Then he has a esrog that is a beautiful esrog, mehudar dika esrog. Problem is, it's a suffix morkov. It might have been grafted, so it might not be an esrog, it might be a lemon. Not sure. Suffix morkov, but if it is an esrog, it's mehudar. So he wants to fulfill esrog in the best possible way. How should he go about doing it? So we might say, you know, it might be the intuitive approach. Take the real esrog, the b'di'evit one, not mehudar. Take that. Then cover all your bases. Take the suffix morkov esrog, but at least it's mehudar. Take it after. So Reb Chaim said, if you do it that way, you gain nothing by taking the mehudar dika esrog after. Because once you took the b'di'evit esrog, which is for sure an esrog, you're yotze. Once you're yotze b'di'evit, you can't add a hidur mitzvah a l'chadchila later. And he compares it to a Rambam in Hilchos Mila. The halacha is, in order to have a kasher mila, the mayo has to remove the skin that covers rive of the yatara. Most of the foreskin, rive of the foreskin he removed, it's a kasher mila. What's called tzitzin hama'akvin. Remove those pieces of skin that are ma'akiv, the mila is yotze. Even if he left what's known as tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, a minority of skin on the makom ha'mila, on the yatara, it's still kasher. B'di'evit. L'chadchila, the mayo has to remove a hidur mitzvah, zeh keli ve'anveyu, not the typical place that we think about hidur mitzvah, but this is zeh keli ve'anveyu, the Gemara says, is to remove all of the skin from on top of the atara. Hidur mitzvah. Let's say a person removed the robe of the skin, and he silek es yodoy. The mayo is done with the brismila, he wraps it up. Later on, they realize that there's some skin left. It's hard to see at the time, he realizes that there's some skin left. Do you gain anything? Not roiv, kasher amila, the roiv of the skin was removed, there's a little skin left. Do you gain anything by removing it later? So the Torah says, yes, you do. The hidur mitzvah, the Rambam argues. Rambam says, no. Once the brismila is done, silek es yodo, you're no longer involved in the brismila, you can't now add a hidur mitzvah. It has to come at the time that the primary maisa mitzvah is performed. And if not, it's over. You missed the opportunity, the window of opportunity to perform a hidur mitzvah. Fine. So to says Reb Chaim, once you take the esrog that was b'di'evit kosher, you yotze, you can't add hidur mitzvah pre-etz hadar afterwards. Similarly, some suggest, once you read the last pasuk of Megillas Esther, ba'al peh, from a printed text, if you have a kasher Megillas Esther with you, this wouldn't be an issue. You're reading it from a kasher Megillah either way. But if the Balkari read it from a kasher Megillah, you're reading it from a kasher Megillah. But if you don't have a kasher Megillah with you, you're reading it from the back of a chumash, so then it would be considered reading Baal Peh. But with the Yevid, we said you could read a minority of the Megillah Baal Peh from memory. So you read the pasuk, Fartik, you're yotzi. It's over now. Mikra Megillah is done for you. So now you can't add the lechatchila later of hearing it from the Balkari, because you already yotzi. So that's why some suggest you shouldn't read the last pasuk, you shouldn't say the last pasuk together with the tzibur if you're following from a printed text in the back of the chumash. Because you're going to be yotzei mikra megillah baal peh, and lechatchila it's best to hear it all mitoch haksav, from a kosher megillah sester. One can argue, Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Minchas Asher, he says this is minig Yisrael, is to do this, is to read the fourth pasuk baal peh together with everybody, and most people did not follow from a kosher megillah sester. So Rav Asher says, must be you see from here that Reb Chaim is wrong. The whole Chesed, by the Esrog, he disagrees too. He disagrees with Reb Chaim by the Esrog. Why can't you add a Hidur Mitzvah right after? Of course you can. And here too, you could add Hidur Mitzvah after. Why not? I read it Baal Peh, okay, and I'll hear it from the Baal Kerei, Hidur Mitzvah. However, one could also argue, and Sefer Nitei Gavriel makes this argument, I thought along these lines myself, and that is that no, everybody, there's no surprise coming that the Baal Kerei is going to read the Pasuk again from Megillas Esther. So what do people have in mind when they say this Pasuk together with the Tzibur? I would think they have in mind, you know, this is like a kumbaya moment. Like, we're all coming together to talk about the Geula, Mechazik each other. Nobody really thinks that now I'm fulfilling my mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. I would rather hear it from the Baal Kerei. No one wants, you know, to cut off the Baal Kerei and be yoytze themselves. So I would think people have in mind not to be yoytze when they say it. No one thinks they're having a mind to be yoytze, Mikra Megillah. They think that this is like, okay, public, you know, no one wants to be perished from that tzibur, so we all say it together. But no one has a mind to be yoytze the Mikra Megillah. And certainly, if let's say someone would, okay, Dafka, have in mind, I will not be yoytze, I don't have a mind to be yoytze. So then I don't think it should be such an issue if a person would say the last pasuk together with the tzibur. He probably has a mind not to be yoytze, and he still fulfills Mikra Megillah l'chatchila because he has a mind to be yoytze with the Baal Kerei, who's going to read it in a second, from the Kasher Megillas Esther. But there are those who are machmir because of this, not to say the last pasuk together with the tzibur, but to wait to hear it from the Baal Kerei and then to say the last pasuk afterwards on their own. One final issue that's important comes up with regards to being an active listener of the Mikra Megillah is halacha that's brought in the Gemara Masechtas Megillah and Daf says Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us Aseres Bnei Haman Tzarech Lememhu B'Neshima Achas. You have to say them all in one breath. Why? Because kuhu ba'adi adol dinafki nishmasayu. They were all died at once, either one right after the other, on the same gallows, or literally at once. So in order to remember that nace, that they were all killed at once, or on the same gallows, we recite all of their 10 names, b'neshima achas. Taisus writes, he thinks that this is only l'chachila, this is brought in the Ramah, this is l'chachila, but the Yavid Yoyd say, even if you didn't do a b'neshima achas, however l'chachila, this is what we should attempt to do, is to say the Aseres B'nei Haman, b'neshima achas. The Mishnah Brura, on this halacha, quotes from the Chayei Adam, cuts of Chayei Adam, that there were those places that had a minhag, that the Baal Kerei paused before the Aseres B'nei Haman, so that everybody could say the Aseres B'nei Haman themselves, B'neshima Achas. And the Chayyadam says that that's Eino Minig. He doesn't think that this Minig is legitimate. There's no point to this Minig. Why? You're going to hear it from the Mokari. Why do I have to say it myself, B'neshima Achas? But in our times, there are many, many places that do this. They pause before the Aseres B'nei Haman are read by the Mokari. And everyone privately says the Aseres B'nei Haman B'neshima Achas themselves, and they hear it from the Baal Kerei. What could be a justification for this minig? Where Yoytze or Mikra Megillah with the Baal Kerei? Why can't it be Yoytze hearing the 10 sons of Haman B'neshima Achas from the Baal Kerei? So many suggest that this was for practical reasons only. And that is because the Baal Kerei says the Aseres B'nei Haman B'neshima Achas very quickly. And you have to hear, as we said, every word, every syllable of the Mikra Megillah. Am I really going to hear every ve'es in between every, you know, one of the Aseres B'nei Haman? I might miss one. And you have to be paying attention to them. So in order to make sure I didn't miss a word, where the Baal Kerei here is raining fast, so then the minhag developed for people to read it on their own. Another reason, you know, just a technical reason for this, could be because the Baal Kerei has to read everything mitoch haksav. He can't say it from memory. If he says it from memory, even though he has a Kasher Megillas Esther right in front of him, that's ki'ilu, it's as if he's not reading mitoch haksav. So he has to follow along with his eyes as he's saying it. So he can't just read the list of names of the 10 sons of Haman and the ve'es say in between each name from memory. He has to look at every ve'es, every name, every ve'es, every name, every ve'es, every name, as he's saying them. So I might not believe that the Baal Kerei is able to do that properly. So out of a fear for maybe the Baal Kerei will mess up on reading it, mitoch haksav, reading it probably from the text, at least if I have my own Kasher Megillas Esther there, I'll read it myself from a Kashya Megillas Esther, and I know I can do better than the Balkari, and I'll read each one of them from the text of a Kashya Megillas Esther, not Baal Peh. That concern, I doubt, is the reason why the minhag developed, because then it would only be by those who have a kashya Megillas Esther, and why do I really think I can do a better job than the Balkari, who's been practicing, hopefully beforehand, or been doing it for, so many years, decades. But I think the real reason is perhaps because the people were concerned that they weren't going to hear a word. So let's say it ourselves. However, the Rugged Shavar, in his Tzafnas Paneach, his comments on the Rambam in Hukas Geirishin, suggests a more conceptual, fundamental justification for this minig. And that is because he argues, really, the fundamental mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is to read the Megillah. How do we yoytze Mikra Megillah? By hearing it, based on the principle that applies throughout all of halacha, called Shemeya Ka'ina. The source for that halacha is the Gemara Masechta Sukkah. We gave it to Avihil HaMlechesim Mebeis, from a pasuk and say from Malachim, that when a person hears something, it's as if he said it. However, the Rugged Shavar argues that when we apply Shemeya Ka'ina, it can only relate to the words themselves, but not the manner in which they're said. So yes, if I hear something, it's as if I said it, it's as if I said those words, but it can't import as well, or transplant as well, the manner in which the words were said. It's as if I said the words, but it can't, doesn't relate to the way they're said. So yes, Shemeya Ka'ina can apply to the saying the 10 names of the sons of Haman, but not, it can't transfer the fact that they would have to be said, b'neshima achas, the manner in which they're said. And obviously the Chayei Adam and the Mishnah Berurah disagreed. And they feel that Shemeya Ka'ina applies not only to the words themselves, but applies to the manner in which they're said. And the Chazon Ish also disagrees with this argument of the Tzafnas Paneach, in defense of the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayei Adam, that there's no reason to do this, to say all the Aseres Bnei Haman, everybody by themselves, because Shemeya Ka'ina operates not only that it's as if I said the words, but it also relates to the manner in which the words were said. And it seems that this machlekes between the Tzafnas Paneach and the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah is really a machlekes, old machlekes, between Nitziv and the Beis Halevi. And the tshuva is called Reishis Bikurim. That was by Rabbi Tzal of Vilna, was the brother of Rabbi Shlomo of Vilna, the Cheshek Shlomo, the Binyan Shlomo. His brother, they were the two Magiyim, the two editors of the Vilna Shas. So in the tshuvas of Rabbi Reishis Bikurim, the brother of Rabbi Shlomo of Vilna, Rabbi Tzal of Vilna, so he writes that he once visited Trieste in Italy. He was a Kohen. They once visited Trieste and they gave him to Duchen. They said, you Duchen, on behalf of the other Kohanim, they're going to be quiet and they'll be Yoytze with Shemeya Ka'ina. He said, they're going to be Yoytze Birchus Kohanim by just listening to me? He said, yeah. Why not Shemeya Ka'ina? And he became fascinated with that idea, which he never heard of before then. He had the practice that we have, that all the Kohanim Duchen. By them, one Kohen Duchen, everyone else was Yoytze v'Shemeya Ka'ina. So he says he later realized he thinks that's a pshat in the Mishnah of Megillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Hamafter Benavi, whoever gets the last Ali in the Kriyas HaTorah, he reads the Navi, and then he davens for the Amud Musaf, and who knows his Kapov? He Duchens. What do you mean he duchened? All the Kohanim duchened. So he says, no. Sounds like from the Mishnah, only one Kohen duchened. And the Nitziv thinks that this is correct. Why can't Shemeya Kohen apply to Birchus Kohanim? And the Nitziv claims that's another Gemara Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says in the Masechtas Megillah, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, that he had he lived for a long time, and his Talmidim asked him, Rabbi, Bamei Harach the Yomim, why do you zeichet to live so long? So he told him, because Mei Oilam lo nasasi es kapai beloi bracha. I never duchened without a bracha. So usually when the Amoraim, Tanoim responded, why do you live so long? It was usually some sort of Midas Chasidus that they did. What's the Midas Chasidus? I'm making a bracha and a Siyas Kapayim. All the Kohanim make a bracha and a Siyas Kapayim. So the Tziv says, no, what it means is he was the one who duchened. He wasn't Yoytze with Shemei HaKohanim. He duchened and he made a bracha. However, the Beis HaLevi argues in the back of a Sefer on Chumash with this Nitziv, that Shemeya Kohen cannot apply to Birchus Kohanim. Because it's halacha by Birchus Kohanim, the Gemara says, Masechta Saita, plus it says, commenting on the Pesukim Parashas Nasa, Kai Savarchu as Bnei Yisrael, Emor Lahem, say to them. So it says the Gemara, Birchus Kohanim has to be said, Ke Adam Ha'ayim Lechaveroi. First of all, you have to be facing one another. Some people turn around, so they don't see the hands of the Kohanim. That's a mistake. It has to be panim keneged panim. You're supposed to be facing the Kohanim. And the Kohanim have to say it loud enough that I can hear it. That's why the Kohanim sometimes, you know, talk loudly at the Birchus Kohanim. Everyone has to hear it. It has to be b'kol ram. So says the Beis HaLevi, yes, Shomei HaKohen exists, that if I hear something, as if I said it, that relates to the words themselves, but not the manner in which they're said. So, yes, Shomei HaKohen can exist with regards to Birchus HaMitzvah, but if there's a way that has to be said, it has to be said, b'kol ram, Shomei HaKohen can't relate to the fact that it has to be to the manner in which the words were said. So even if this Kohen said it b'kol ram, that doesn't, the other Kohanim can't be yoytze with his Birchus Kohanim. Shomei HaKohen does not apply to Birchus Kohanim because it only applies to the words themselves, not to the manner in which the words were said. Same argument as the Tzafnas Paneach here by the Seres B'nai Haman. However, the later Achronim, the Stipler, Jolti, and the Sefer Mishnah Savis claim that this is really an old issue between Rashi and Tosfos. Because in that Gemara, Masech the Sukkah, which is the source for Shomei HaKohen, so Rashi writes, let's say a person is in the middle of Shemana Esrei, this happens all the time, in the middle of Shemana Esrei, and he, the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha. So what are you supposed to do if you're davening Shemana Esrei, and they're up to Kedusha? Rashi says you should be quiet, and you'll be Yotzei Kedusha with Shemei HaKohen. And Tosfos and Brochus, Daf Chaf Aleph from the Beis, disagrees. He says, no, if you're going to be Yotzei Shemei HaKohen in the middle of your Shemana Esrei, it'd be a Hefsik. What are they arguing about? So the Stipler explains, and many others, Chazanish, that Tosfos feels when we say Shomei HaKohen, that's as if listening, as if you said it yourself, is literally as if I am saying it, the listener. When you say it, it's as if it's coming out of my throat. I'm saying it. So then, if I be Yotzei Kedusha in the middle of my Shemana Esrei with Shomei HaKohen, it'll be a Hefsik. However, and according to Tosfos, one could begin to argue, like the Rogatchover, like the Beis HaLevi, that Shomei HaKohen can relate to the words, but not to the manner in which it's said. You said it in Shema Achas. You can't transfer that to me. You know, import that to me. It's as if I said it in Shema Achas. You said it in Shema Achas. I did it. It can make the words as if they're coming out of my throat, but not the manner in which they're said. However, Rashi argues Shomei HaKohen is not as if I said it. I am Yotzei with your saying of it. Ooh. That's why it's not a hefsik during my Shemana Esrei if I'll be Yotzei with your Kedusha. You're saying it, and I'll be Yotzei. But I'm not Yotzei. It's not as if I'm saying it. It's no hefsik for me. You're saying it, and I'll be Yotzei with your saying of it. So says the Stipler, says the Chazanish, that if that's the Pshat in Shomei HaKohen, and that's our minig. Our minig is like Rashi. If you're in the middle of Shemana Esrei and they get up to Kedusha, you're supposed to be quiet. Even Tosfos already acknowledges that that was the minig. People were quiet. So it must be we paskin Shomei HaKohen is I'm Yotzei with your saying of it. So then, not only can Shomei HaKohen apply to the words, but the manner in which they're said, because I'm Yotzei with your saying of it. If you said it b'kol ram, it's as if I said it b'kol ram. If you said it in one breath, it's as if I said it in one breath. So therefore, just like the Balkyrie, I'm Yotzei with the Balkyrie, is reading from a printed text with Shomei HaKohen. I'm not reading from a printed text, a Kasha Megillas Esther. He is. He's reading from Akash Megillas Esther. I'm Yotzei with his reading from Akash Megillas Esther. So too, most hold Me'ikar Adin. I could be Yotzei with his reading of the Aseres B'nei Haman, B'neshima Achas. I'm Yotzei with his saying of it, B'neshima Achas. But there are those places with a machmer like this, the pause before the Aseres B'nei Haman, and everybody says it on their own, B'neshima Achas, and as regards to many in Yonim, that Mar Kedislay, everyone should do whatever they, their practices. Okay. I wish you all Freilich and Purim.
Not like the main march.